with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting relations between the United States and Ukraine have taken a turn for the worse. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky are engaged in a bitter public feud, which is souring relations between the two countries. Zelensky, unhappy that he was left out of talks to end the Ukraine-Russia war, said Donald Trump was living in a Russian-made disinformation space and wanted the White House team to be more truthful. The president snapped back, calling Zelensky a dictator without elections who better move fast before losing his country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The latest wave of winter storms is taking direct aim at the East Coast, where heavy snow and some ice is forecast in several states. North Carolina Governor Josh Stein says he's already declared a state of emergency to combat the storm.
Snow began in the mountains earlier this morning and will continue moving eastward throughout the afternoon and evening. Central North Carolina will continue to see a mix of rain, sleet, and snow. The heaviest snow is expected in northeastern North Carolina throughout tonight. Depending on where you are in the state, the storm will certainly disrupt your daily life.
The Senate voted to start debate on their budget plan Tuesday with a marathon votorama on amendments and final adoption expected to start Thursday. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says both chambers of Congress have the same goal regardless of how they reach a budget bill.
The question right now, again, is a tactical one. The strategic objective is still the same, and that is to extend the tax policy, strengthen the economy, rebuild the military, create energy dominance for this country, and secure our border.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 71 points, the NASDAQ rose 15, the S&P advanced 14. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention goes after Planned Parenthood.
The country's largest Protestant denomination wants the government to defund the country's largest abortion business. With Roe v. Wade overturned and pro-life officials in place after the last election, the SBC is urging Christians to petition Congress to finally stop giving taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood. The giant business received $700 million federal bucks in 2024 to provide abortions and also promote the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fear is changing the way Jewish people in the U.S. go about their daily lives. According to a new poll from the American Jewish Committee, 56% of Jews say they've abandoned certain behaviors and dropped certain activities for fear of anti-Semitism. That's up from 46% who were doing so a year ago. The most common thing poll respondents say they do to avoid is wearing any apparel that would identify them as being Jewish. This is SRN News. The famed Kentucky Fried Chicken, part of Yum Brands, will soon be leaving its home state of Kentucky. Bernie Bennett has details.
On Tuesday, Yum Brands, a Fortune 500 company that has been based in Louisville since 1997, announced plans to create two new brand headquarters in the U.S., in Plano, Texas, and Irvine, California. This move will relocate the KFC U.S. corporate office from Louisville to Plano. The company stated its U.S.-based remote employees are being asked to relocate to the Plano or Irvine campuses, depending on where their work occurs. KFC and Pizza Hut employees will report to Plano, while Taco Bell and Habit Burger & Grill will remain headquartered in Irvine. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The heads of four major labor unions are calling on President Donald Trump to boost American shipbuilding and enforce tariffs and other strong penalties against China for its increasing dominance. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.